listening to the Chick Chat Podcast with hosts Danielle and Sarah. Woo! Let's get to it. Oh, fuck yeah.
Hello and welcome back to the Chick Chat Podcast. I'm your host, Danielle, and this is Sarah.
Hey, what up? We back.
Not too much here. What about you?
Not much. I have a little bit of a sore neck today. Other than that, too much hair flipping last night. Did a little...
Oh, you were dancing.
I was dancing. You've been super fit this week, too.
Yes. My girlfriend actually gave me credits for her class pass. So I've been doing Legree, which is like my all-time fave. And I did an L Fitness bikini boot camp.
Oh, damn. Damn, girl.
I know.
Winter bod? Is that what you're doing?
Well, I always like to try and prepare myself in case anything happens. You never know if I'm going to get on a... getaway of some sort. I always say
you never know when you're gonna win a trip.
Yeah, who knows. I get spam calls all the time about saying I've won this amazing trip.
Wow.
I know it's fake, but
you're lucky. And you know what else is lucky? We are lucky because the gossip gods have shone down on us this week.
Indeed
a lot has happened in Hollywood.
And also, can I just say, you guys, we literally slaved today over this technology situation. You guys don't even know. We're gonna post a picture of our setup so that you can see, but the setup for this and all the plugs and all the technology behind this, and
audio,
it's not easy.
Is no joke, and mad respect to all of the sound techs out there. You guys are literally heroes,
and this Mercury in retrograde thing is
real,
not even a joke, because technology is seriously fucking up right now.
Ew. All right, now it's time for a little 411. So, you guys, what is the 411? What has everybody been up to? What is the hot gossip? Tell me everything. What are you guys listening to? What's the cool jams? All right. For this week's 411, I'm actually kind of overwhelmed with the occurrences in the media. It's like everyone took the week off before Thanksgiving, and now they're back bigger than ever. But, the shock of the century. But Miss Amanda Bynes is back in
Amanda,
the media.
Please.
Literally, jaw dropped on the floor.
Having a comeback. So she was
story.
Featured in Breaking the Internet's paper magazine. And she's doing her, I guess, rebrand of her career.
Yeah, which is definitely... amazing. It's great to see her back. She's definitely sharing her side of the story and the goings-ons of the Amanda Bynes decline. But
poor girl.
Yeah, homegirl had it rough. But I guess we'll just kind of take you back and see what are your thoughts on this?
Well, just to give a little bit of context in terms of the whole situation, if some of you guys that are listening that don't know what happened to Amanda Bynes, she spiraled and went on to Twitter, and she announced her retire through Twitter, which typically they don't like to do that unless it's through like a press release, if someone's actually really retiring.
If you're literally doing something legit, you're a celebrity, you have a whole PR team, you're not just gonna fucking go to Twitter and be like, I'm quitting, bye. And she admits, she says in the article, she's like, that was so dumb and immature of me. But this all kind of spiraled because she's quoted in the article saying that she watched her performance on the last film that she filmed, which was Easy A, and she's like, I hated the way I looked. I couldn't stand my performance in that movie. And she's like, she was high on marijuana, and she's like, I don't know if it just distorted me, but I just went home and I quit acting via Twitter. But this isn't really where it all started. She actually mentions that it was her movie She's the Man, which is when she started after she saw her appearance in that movie. She said she got really depressed, but she never really told anyone about it. And then touches on recreationally using marijuana, but then...
I think that it was the combination. So she admits that she was doing marijuana and Adderall and then did cocaine a couple times.
No, well, she got onto Adderall because she read an article that said Adderall is the new skinny pill. So she's like, I literally just went to get this because I wanted to get skinny. Or she even admits being, she, I lied to a psychiatrist that I had ADD ADHD. Just to get a prescription for Adderall, which is wild. So yeah, she just touches on like her drug use, but really just puts the all the emphasis on Adderall and marijuana. Mm-hmm. I was actually revolted when she said that while she was in her trailer filming one of her films, she would actually chew the Adderall tablets because she thought it would get her higher.
I know.
That is revolt. Have you ever done Adderall?
I mean, in university, I definitely took them to try and study, but I never have an Adderall prescription.
I take Adderall. Not on the red, well, just when I really need it.
Pills don't taste good, so I'm sure that probably tasted terrible. It literally tastes like
chemical disgustingness. I couldn't even imagine doing that. So that was kind of that was really revolt to me.
So what did you think of the article in the sense of like how she looked and how she's been trying to rebrand herself?
Well, I think it's amazing, but like let's not, like, how long was she away from the spotlight?
I know,
like,
8 years.
Went down.
And she really did not display herself in a positive light at all through the Twitter tangenting. Like, she was tweeting to celebrities, being so abrasive and aggressive towards them.
She claims that because she was getting, since she quit acting, she's like, I literally quit my life's work. I had nothing to do. Yeah. All I would do is sit at home, smoke weed, wake and bake, and hang out on Twitter.
Yeah.
So she kind of got really, she kind of lost it. And let's not forget.
Well, she had nowhere to like put her creative energy. Like acting is a very creative career and you have to kind of like put yourself in someone else's shoe and be someone else for a while. And she's
a child star. This is what she's been doing her whole life.
Yeah.
Like literally homegirl out the womb. Let's not forget the Amanda Show.
Amanda, please.
Oh my gosh, like that was my youth. I'd come home from school and watch it all the time.
I know. And I think the thing too that a lot of people know is that Twitter is like the dark side of social media alongside Tumblr, and people will literally chew you up and spit you out, and there's no remorse on Twitter. Like there's a reason why when on Instagram you're scrolling through the memes, a lot of what you see is from Twitter and they screenshot it and then those things go viral. Twitter is so savage. People do not care, and they will not care to bring your career down. And I think it just goes to show, like, whatever you say and whatever you put out there in the world, that is your personal brand. No matter who you are, what you're doing, you need to be super careful with what you say, because people will have no remorse, no empathy, because they are just someone behind a screen. So they can rip you up, say whatever they want to say, and that really can put an effect on a lot of people.
For sure.
It messes with your head.
Yeah. So she's at home tweeting the president, tweeting. Remember that nasty, that infamous Drake tweet?
Yeah. That was.
Yeah. That was aggressive. Then she started nasty tweeting Rihanna, which I'm like, you don't do. So you know it got bad.
Yeah.
Rihanna's fans probably like.
Oh, yeah. They
came
all stand
for her.
Not stand, but they attack.
Yeah, and then she just kind of started acting cray. Like, remember the disheveled wigs and the shoplifting? The story that actually like stuck out to me the most. This could totally be a rumor. I actually couldn't even find it when I was doing my research, but allegedly Amanda took a cab from New York City to Los Angeles to her parents' house. Could you imagine how much that would have fucking cost? She took a cab across the United States of America.
That's like east to west coast.
Yes, she did a cross. Honestly, like, as I said, I don't know if this is
true.
This is alleged, but I heard the story.
We'll have to find out.
From what was going on, I believed it. But that is wild. Like, how much do you think that cost? How would you bribe that cab driver to be like, homeboy, drive me to California?
Well, he was probably like, okay, well, that's a lot of money, but he probably thought she was lying. He probably was like, get out of my cab. I'm not doing that. You're nuts. Stop trying to pull my leg.
Oh my gosh. Like, he must have not had a family. Like, literally. And then he would have to drive back. that is like a car. You can't just fucking fly back. He had to turn around and go all the way back. So that was one of the wildest stories. That was near the end of the
We'll fact check this one.
Yeah, we'll post the article on our Facebook or whatever, because that, honestly, that was...
Okay, but I do have to say, though, in the article, she does look healthy and she looks
amazing. And honestly, I'm all one for a redemption tour. Mm-hmm. Girl did... I think this was, like, a very tasteful article. She explained, like, kind of the thought process and where she was. Obviously, she's in a really dark, dark place, and things escalated.
And she apologizes, too, to all the people that she attacked on Twitter, which was nice. I think it was really cool and sort of interesting that she got into fashion design, and in the clothing that she wore was one of her shirts that she designed. And
And I think she's clearly very talented. Mm-hmm. And like they speak of her doing very well in school and being really liked by her teachers and stuff on campus. So obviously she's been putting a lot of work in and doing a lot of personal growth. And she also announced that she wants to get back into acting, which is
I'm super excited to see what she's
doing. I love Amanda Bynes.
Me too.
Oh my God, she's a man. I'm not even kidding you. I watch that movie every time I go to my cottage, which is every summer. I can literally recite it, like,
such a classic,
word by word. Oh, so good.
But yeah, even in like growing up to like Nickelodeon, I just loved her. But I'm excited to see what's to come. Go, Amanda Bynes.
Amanda, we forgive you, and we're so happy that you're doing better. Yes. You go, girl.
Get back on Twitter so we can follow you.
Yeah. Love.
Next up on 411, we have to obviously touch on the Rolling Stone article that came out about Shawn Mendes and how he feels that he needs to prove to people that he is not indeed gay. He is straight, people.
Okay. This article, first of all, it's literally Shawn Mendes, Confessions of a Neurotic Teen.
Yeah, like what does that even mean? Neurotic?
Like, where do we, like, no, what?
I don't think they should have defined neurotic because I don't think they know what it means.
So neuroticism, I defined it. Neuroticism is a higher order personality trait in the study of psychology. Individuals who score high on their neuroticism are more likely than average to be moody and experience feelings as anxiety, worry, fear, anger, frustration, envy, jealousy, guilt, depressed mood, and loneliness. Hmm. Well...
I mean, obviously he's feeling anxiety because people are just accusing him of his own sexuality.
Exactly.
Like, that's so unfair for them to just like create these speculations.
And this has been happening for years. People have been targeting Shawn Mendes to be like, why? We need to know, what is your sexuality? Like, people have been trying to put him in a box.
Since he
emerged on the scene. And I think that's really sad.
Yeah. Agreed.
A, why does it matter? B, who the hell cares?
See,
he's fucking so talented. Leave him alone. I know. And celebrate him for what he is. He's an incredible musician, and he's a lovely, lovely Canadian boy.
Yeah, and I feel like the article was just kind of unfair in the sense that it just like made him feel like he was this insecure guy that needs to prove himself to everyone. And
it's kind of like perpetuating like the whole problem that he probably was trying to express, that he's not like this, and this is what the media is explaining to us. But like, no, even if he is neurotic, no wonder. Look at all the fucking pressure they're putting on him.
And then he says, so he claps back and says, sometimes the positive side of a story doesn't always fully get told, and he wished that it would have been told in this article.
Yeah, I don't think he liked this article very much, because obviously they just cut out the truth in his opinion and then just put the juicy parts.
And he said something about like he loves what he does and he loves you, like all the fans. Yeah, and then he says
he's amazing, honestly. Like, I've actually spent the weekend with Shawn Mendes.
What?
Yes.
Where?
I was his personal talent wrangler for a production in Toronto. He is literally the nicest human. He's so easy to work with. Every day I'd meet him, be like, hi, Sarah, give me a big hug. Being like, hey, what are we doing today? Like, so attentive. Like, literally probably one of the easiest humblest talent I've ever worked with. Mm-hmm. And to be honest, he was crushing on Tori Kelly the whole weekend.
Oh.
This boy, love him to death, but homeboy was running around left, right, and center. He's like so friendly. He would be backstage watching the show, then go up to this place. Like, I literally had to chase him around for a weekend.
Because he was chasing her?
Well, it was so funny. Like, I don't know. There's this is a tale for another time, but there's always some fun flirtations backstage, and it's really funny to see the other side of things. There was like a love triangle. Like Sean would run to the truck to watch Tori, but Tori was flirting with Ed Sheeran. Like, it was just hilarious. Anyways, as I said, tale for another time. But Sean, great human. I also love him because he told me he liked my outfit. So I will always be a fan.
What were you wearing? Tell us. Miss Murray, what were you wearing?
I was wearing this, like, it was kind of like a matching suit. It was like jogger pants and a matching tee, like same pattern. Super cute. Got a lot of compliments. Aww. But the best one was from Shawn Mendes. Anyways, that aside.
Yes, that aside. Dead.
Very talented. Yeah. Everyone, fuck off.
Everyone, fuck off. But also, we just have to say it does tie into the whole kind of Amanda Bynes thing where people feel like they need to prove themselves and prove their worth. And, you know, society is just, you know, they're ruthless. And it's sad that he has to go through this. And I really feel for
but
him.
Also, the article, the thing that really stood out to me and I thought was so fucking random was literally they're like, Sean traveling across Europe. And then they start this whole paragraph with a quote by Sean saying, I love weed. And it's just like, what? Yeah. There's just like, I love weed. He tells me with a grin. I wouldn't tweet that. Not yet, at least. But really, it's good for me. When I'm home, I smoke weed and play the guitar for 7 hours. And then, so that's what he says. He smokes weed. Helps with his creativity. Mm-hmm. I mean, who the hell doesn't smoke weed? But mm-hmm. I guess he uses it in a good sense. It gives his creativity flowing. But I'm like, that's so random. Like, why do you have to fucking put that in there? Like, also, and then he also goes on to be like, Sean, squeaky clean image, like he's not a bad boy, blah blah blah. So maybe he wanted to put I smoke weed in there to like rough
make
up
him
his,
seem like he's like,
yeah, I don't even know. But I thought that was so random. Like, why even touch on that?
Yeah, random. Anyway, moving on
and continuing on with the drug theme of this segment, Kim Kardashian was quoted saying that she was on ecstasy when her first marriage occurred and while she filmed her infamous sex tape.
Yeah. I don't
even
know.
What the hell? What the hell?
Okay, first of all, what is going on this week with everyone just
drugs?
Yeah.
Like fucking drugs.
Apparently, Ray J said that she wasn't on ecstasy. So why is he denying it? And why all of a sudden is she just like coming out with it?
Yeah. Like, this is actually the most random occurrence I've ever heard. Because Kim, I'm a Keeping Up fan.
Me too.
She's like, I don't drink. Yeah, I don't drink. Remember that one episode when she got wasted in Miami? It was Chloe and Courtney take Miami and Kim went to visit and she went to the club and she like or she went out for dinner, started drinking, went to the club and was just a mess, like vomiting everywhere.
But like, who honestly cares?
And she's like, that's why I don't drink. I never drink, blah blah blah, because she's like, she had a photo shoot the next day. Yeah. She had to cancel it because she's all hungover. She's like, this is why I don't drink. And she's like obviously insinuated that she's like squeaky clean, but now admitting that she was on E when she was doing this stuff. Do you think this is a scapegoat, or do you think this was just like a random fun fact she was like spitting out at the dinner table when talking to her siblings?
I just don't understand why all of a sudden she's just saying this, and then when Ray J denies it. But I think also this is interesting because it ties into the whole Amanda Bynes thing in the sense where it's like, you know, don't do drugs, kids. It can ruin your career. It can ruin your life, blah, blah, blah. But then Kim does it. And then she's kind of like, you know, everything bad would happen. Like, I got married and then I did the sex tape.
What was her first wedding?
He was some like random music producer, I think. And it was 4 years of marriage, which is interesting. But
okay, what?
Yeah, 4 years of marriage. And then the sex tape. Yeah, she got married on E.
Like, was this in like Vegas or something?
I have no idea. I'll have to do some more research. Yeah. But I know it. I don't know. I just think that she's saying like, oh, I did E and like bad things would happen. And then Amanda's kind of like, you know, like I did Adderall and this and that. And then obviously bad things would happen. So maybe this is all some type of ploy to bring awareness to like.
Have you seen the sex tape?
I saw bits and pieces of it.
I have never seen the sex tape. No, there was a sex tape. I think I've seen a screen grab.
He wore socks during the whole thing, which is so offensive. I can't.
The most offensive thing I've ever
socks
heard. I didn't see it. But anyway, so she claims that her jaw was moving left and right, which is like the assumed symptom of being on Molly or ecstasy. Mm-hmm. She's like, you can tell my jaw. But then, as you said, Ray J came out and he's like, she wasn't on it. That's a lie. Mm-hmm. Lie or not, I just thought that was so hilarious and random. Like, mm-hmm. Kim K just like, was she just trying to hang with the kiddies and be like, I'm cool, I did fun things?
I don't know if she was trying to be relatable or what her angle was. Yeah, I know. But I haven't
honestly,
seen it either.
This friggin', it was just like that preview. Like, I guess that's mm-hmm. what the editing they picked up on this clip and they're just like perpetuating it.
Yeah.
But how funny that it hits with this week's theme. Like,
I know, all the drooms.
Kim K does E.
Oh well, my God.
Kim K was living a little,
you know what though? Like, she's lucky that this whole sex tape, regardless of the drugs or not, like, it did propel her career forward. Like,
this,
it could have been really detrimental. She'd be like, you know, that one time I did eat and then I made a sex tape, but now my life
Kim
is
Kardashian
ruined.
Is Kim Kardashian because of the buzz this sex tape caused. So,
and whatever. Honestly, I think that a lot of celebrities are around that world. Like, they get involved with drugs. It's kind of normal. And I don't really think people should be that shocked about it.
Like, no, they need an escape from their Hollywood lives. Mm-hmm, people do drugs. Some people can handle it. Some people can't.
Yeah, that's.
And the people that can handle it are in Hollywood. You don't hear about the people who can't. Are all over the pages. Yep. I don't know if that's PR. I don't know if it's true life crisis, but it works. But honestly, this week's theme was bizarre. Amanda Bynes talking about her drug use. Random Shawn Mendes like, I smoke weed. And then Kim's like, I do E. It's like, everyone should just have one big party, apparently.
I know. It's
what's
crazy.
Going on down there?
Well, I don't know.
In LA.
Well, I think people, maybe they're just coming out with some of their dirty laundry. They're airing it out.
Do you think it's more normalized now? Like, people are just like talking about their drug use? It used to be very hush-hush. Like, I feel like, even in the Sex and the City, like, remember that episode when Carrie's in the washroom? She's on a double date and she's with the model and the model's like, do you want some coke? Carrie's like, oh, like, is this the 80s? Like, we're just out here now? Like, I thought that was like an 80s thing, like, because they would just be doing blow left, right, and center. And then I guess in the 90s everyone was more hush hush and now, especially because like weed is like legal now in Canada. Sean's Canadian, so he probably felt like he could mention it.
But
I just thought that this was a very interesting reoccurring theme in the headlines.
Yeah, same.
Well, do drugs, don't do drugs, kids, but
we don't care. Do what you want to do. Live your life.
Stay safe. Just don't wear a disheveled wig.
Yeah.
And tweet and use Twitter.
But tweet us because we enjoy hearing things. Oh, wait, we don't have Twitter. Haha, just kidding.
All right, enough of the tangents. Let's move on to something a little bit more serious and a little more real.
Real talk, real talk.
I'm Danielle Gauguin, here with your weekly news clues, where we talk news, fake news, debauchery, social media, and what's hot off the press.
So, a little news clues coming at ya. E. coli outbreak with all the romaine lettuce. Sarah, did you hear anything about this romaine lettuce ban?
Did I ever? I actually laughed the hell out loud today. I was scrolling through the Insta and I saw this tweet. I saw a meme. And it said, every time I decide to start a diet, the lettuce is contaminated. And I actually cried because this is not the first time this has happened. Romaine was recalled, I think it was last year.
It happens because it's...
What the fuck is happening?
Well, the reason why they think it's happening is because the fact that most produce is grown outside in, say, for example, California, Mexico, or any of these kind of like warmer climate places. So birds will fly overhead, and E. coli is obviously like a natural occurring thing that's in, you know, animals, like little rabbits and things like that. So when they go through the crops and then they do their business, then it contaminates the produce. And then, you know, it doesn't really matter if they wash it or not, because if they wash it, then it's spreading the germs. So it's crazy because there's really no way of kind of preventing it, but they're kind of, I guess the FDA is trying to look into ways that they can prevent this and all this other stuff. But I guess now the news is that you can indeed eat some keyword romaine lettuce. Just check the label. So the FDA is narrowing its blanket warning from last week, and they said that people shouldn't eat any type of romaine from certain areas of California, but now they can eat from Mexico, Florida, Arizona, and Imperial Valley in California. So yeah, you can have some Caesar salad if you want.
It's just wild to me that this is still a thing or even an occurrence, but I guess...
I know.
Well, I don't know.
Well, you know, I have to tell you, I don't really like romaine lettuce. To me, it's just like a waste of a vegetable. It's kind of just like celery in the sense that it's like...
Hey, I...
It's like water. For me, I'm like, ooh, I love spinach, I love kale, arugula... I love lettuce. Well, romaine to me, okay, the only time I will eat a romaine lettuce is in a lettuce taco because it's got like a crunch.
A good crunch.
Yes, indeed.
A supportive shell, if you will.
Exactly. Well, exactly.
Salad lovers, you're good to go.
Yep.
Just stay clear of Cali.
Yep.
And
yeah, get back on that rabbit diet.
Romaine on.
So in other news, Sarah, what do you think of when you hear the name Payless Shoe Company?
I think you pay less. I mean, I would associate them with like a cheap shoe brand. I mean,
well, they
I
are.
Haven't shopped there in years, but I've, mm-hmm. I think I used to in like elementary school or my mom did, but
mm-hmm.
I remember, yeah.
Yeah, for me, I'm kind of like, never go there, would never buy shoes from there, blah. But anyway, so in a recent Adweek article, apparently Payless went to LA and they created this fake store called Paylessy, where they...
Paylessy?
Yeah, so they positioned the store as this like elevated shoe store, and they had like an influencer... kind of release party, and they had influencers buying the shoes for upwards of $200, and they were actually buying them. And then after, they go back and they say, actually, this is a Payless shoe.
The video online on Adweek is actually the source. It's hilarious. Like, you see these very like fashion forward elegant people holding the shoes and being like, this shoe is so sophisticated. It's mm-hmm. so, I would totally pay $600 for this. This is totally high fashion. Like,
talking about the quality of the shoes. About these shoes.
And then you see them go up to the cash. They actually pay the money. And then after
they get their money back,
the people are like, this is actually a Payless shoe. And their faces, like jaws drop to the floor. And it's actually really, really funny. But it actually touches on like a great point that people are associate this brand or brands like it with poor quality products.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, obviously they're, the goal of this campaign was to break that ideology, but I think it's genius, especially people who have been in the marketing industry. I think this is amazing. It's a great way outside the box, and people, cheap and cheerful is the way to go.
Yeah. And I think it's
great. Label whores, not yeah. the way to go. Who
yeah.
cares?
And I feel like, I guess what they did for the whole campaign was to aim to remind consumers that they're still relevant and that, you know, affordable can be chic. And I think that they did a really good job. It's interesting yeah. because even like their little pop-up shop, we'll post something about this. It shows the store looking so elevated. So they obviously put a ton of time and effort and money into just creating this whole facade for these people
yeah.
to believe that it's this like new high-end shoe store. Could you imagine being an influencer going to that event, being like, I'm going to this new shoe store launch, and then getting there and then being like,
Paylessy.
Actually, it's a Payless shoe.
No, I can't imagine spending $600 being and then just being like, actually, this is a Payless shoe and it's $20. I would be like,
how stupid and like
fuck?
Fake would you feel? You're like, well, wow, I'm trying to like
feel really shitty. They're like, yeah. Oh fuck, I'm a label whore. I've been outed.
But I'm kind of into it too because it's such a facade. Like it's like, yeah. Ooh, like I'm this influencer who can afford these expensive shoes. Well, guess what? Actually, you were just into $19.99 pumps, like a kitten heel. Like, girl, like check yourself.
That is so funny. Well, people, save your dollars and Payless is still relevant. Mm-hmm. Way to go, guys. Way to go.
Yeah.
All right, moving right along. It's time for... That's Wild. Wow, wow, wow. Wow, 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 thoughts.
Wow, wow, wow. When I was you, all I get is wild thoughts. Wow, wow, wow. When I was you, all I get is wild thoughts.
All right, so we're getting into a little bit of wild thoughts.
All right, Danielle, I have a story for you. Okay. Definitely a wild thought. So okay. I will make this a long story short. Cliff notes. I listen to this podcast called The You Up Podcast. It's about dating relationships by Jared Fried and Georgiana Abrams. Very funny. Check it out. Anyway, last weekend on the podcast, they were answering a viewer note about this guy that met this girl at a bar. They followed each other on Instagram. He was sliding into her DMs almost every weekend. One week, she posts a photo of a sunset, like a generic landscape photo, and she noticed that the guy unfollowed her. So she's writing in being like, what the hell? Do you guys hate landscape photos? What the fuck happened? Tell me, Jared, what went on? So Jared goes to explain that the guy probably like looked at this landscape photo, was like, who the fuck's this? Clicked on the her photo, was like, oh, it's girl from bar I was drunk at a couple weeks ago, and proceeded to do blowjob math.
What the hell is blowjob math?
I know. I actually like spit my gum out across the streetcar laughing at this.
Jared Free just bothers me though, I have to tell you.
He is very blunt and a little crass, but homeboy has a point. And honestly, truth bombs galore. So I'm going to elaborate on the BJ math for you ladies. So he explained it as so. The gentleman in question as I said, scrolled through the girl's photo, was like, oh, it's this girl. How far would I go to get a blowjob from her? Would I ask her out on a date? No.
Mm-hmm.
Would I slide into her DMs and flirt with her and meet up with her late night? Well, I've been doing that the past couple weekends and it hasn't worked out. Do I want to date this girl? No. He adds it up in his head. The equation doesn't add up. Unfollows. Hence the process of blowjob math.
Wow. I don't think I've ever heard of that.
I've never heard of it, but it actually makes so much sense. I feel like a lot of girls are like, what the hell? Like, why did this guy just ghost me out of nowhere? Maybe this has something to do with it.
I think it's so disgusting. It's like, that's disgusting. So vile.
It's disgusting, but sorry, that is the world we're living in, and that is probably how guys think. Honestly, who can relate? When you're talking to this guy, and then he just drops out off the face of the earth out of nowhere, similar to ghosting, but unfortunately, the equation just didn't work out into your favor. But I may argue that this is also a thing for females. For me, if I was in this situation, this guy is messaging me or asking me out, I'd be like, is this worth the makeup?
Mm. Well, is this worth? I can see that perspective.
Is this worth the outfit?
Mm-hmm.
Is this worth going out with him? Is it like, mm-hmm. Is this worth my Friday night when I could be on the couch watching Netflix? No, the equation does not app, and then it won't happen. So I think it can be flipped both ways, but I thought that was the craziest truth bomb I've ever heard. It actually was like sent ripples in my brain. I'm like, oh my God, that makes so much sense. Yes, boys are gross. Girls can be gross too, but I thought that was wild and I needed to share that.
Okay, well, I feel like we really need... funny. Oh. I feel like we need a male's perspective. Let's call Aaron. Aaron's my boyfriend for all of those who don't know. Let's just see what he has to say about this.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey.
You're on my podcast.
Sweet.
Love it. So basically what we're talking about is a concept called blowjob math, and I know that sounds so crazy. So so apparently
I knew it was going to be something like I asked the god I knew it was going to be something about, can you tell us from a male perspective, and then fill in the blank. And then I was like, how crass is it going to be?
Yeah, we went there.
Well, so basically, so Sarah was telling all of us that it's about this podcast that she listens to where this guy gives this girl advice on why she was unfollowed by this guy. So Sarah, just chime in and tell Aaron once again.
Okay, so basically the concept of BJ math is this guy looked at this girl he met at random at a bar. They follow each other on Instagram. They were flirting via the DMs for a couple weeks, and then she noticed he unfollowed her.
Yep.
She writes into this podcast being like, what the hell happened? Why did this guy unfollow me? So Jared explains that he did blowjob math, which means how much effort would I put in to get a blowjob from this girl?
Yeah.
Would I ask her out on a date? No. Would I slide into her DMs and try to meet up late night? Well, I've been doing that the past couple weeks and nothing's come of it. Do I want to date this girl? No. So he's ultimately, the equation did not add up and it resulted in the unfollow.
So what are your thoughts?
Is this a relatable concept?
Well, I think the whole premise is ridiculous. I can't believe this is the debate.
For sure.
I don't know if I'm the right person for this, but I've never DM'd anybody, you know, with that intent.
Well, let's
so
talk about your guy friends. Like your guy friends or like guys you've known have done this. Like, it's about effort.
Yeah, I don't think, I don't know anybody that made this kind of catchphrase about that. But I think it was just more about how much you had to do, how many dates you would have to go on. I've never heard of anything about, I don't know anything about that. I've never heard that before. I just know.
For all of you ladies listening, my boyfriend is a saint, so you guys can all just back off.
Yeah, I've never heard anything. This is ridiculous.
Yeah,
sees a picture of a girl and thinks she's attractive. I've never heard of like thinking girl is, I think that's insane. I don't know. If a girl's attractive, then yeah, get in touch with her and see if she wants to go out on a date. That sounds like a lovely idea. But the other stuff sounds ridiculous to me, and I'm not the right person for that. That's crazy.
That's because you're not a savage.
That's insane. I'm old fashioned. I like, can I just take a girl out on a date and whatever? Do the math. It's a girl. It's a beautiful girl that wants to go out with you. What math do you have to do? Do that math. I've never heard of that.
Well, thank you for your input.
It's reassuring. It's reassuring. There's some good ones out there.
All right. Well, we thought we were doomed.
Yeah.
Sorry. I'll call you after.
That's great. Sorry. Thank you. Yeah.
Bye.
Well.
Oh,
la tida.
Yep. Well, BJ math. Ever heard of it? Ever done it? Relationship math? Been there, done that? Tell us, chick chatters.
DM us.
All right, chick chatters. I think it's that time. That time of day.
Thank you, Danielle Poppins, for that lovely extra in melody.
Yeah, no problem.
Wow. Okay. Well, thank you guys so much for listening. We love chatting and
we are on Spotify, Apple, iTunes podcasts now. So you better go on and rate, review
and subscribe.
Bye.
Love you. Bye. What did they say? What's the
like
tagline?
Thumbs up, subscribe, no. Follow, no, like, rate
review, subscribe. That's it. Yeah, do it.
Okay, start again.
Love you.